masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. The listeners, today we'll discuss about the father of Imam Zaman, ajallah ta'ala farajahum. And on that note, today in our studio, we have with us Islamic researcher, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program. Dr. Karimi, as you have done extensive research in the field of Mahdawiyat, so we love to do these discussions with you. There's a claim in the Wahhabi school of thought, or many Sunni scholars even say that the father of Imam Zaman is, his name is Abdullah, while us Shias believe something else. I would want you to expand this note. What is it? Why do they say like that?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very important question, and I think we need to talk about all the aspects related to this question, because today we see that many of our Sunni brothers and also many Wahhabis, as you rightly mentioned, they reject, I mean, the Mahdi of Shia, because of the claim that the father of Mahdi, his name should be Abdullah.
Okay.
And the father of Imam Mahdi is Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, so he cannot be the promised Mahdi. And unfortunately, it's getting somehow widespread among the Muslims that the name of the Imam Mahdi's father is Abdullah. And this is because of some narrations in Sunni sources that, inshallah, we will talk about.
True.
Now, just to mention one of the Salafi scholars referring to that, I may refer to Ibn Taymiyyah, the forefather of Wahhabi school of thought. In his famous book, Minhaj al-Sunnah, he says that the Twelver, that is the, Twelver Shias, they claim that their Mahdi is Muhammad bin al-Hasan. Then he wants to reject this idea, and he says that wal Mahdi al-Man'ut alladhi wasafahu an-nabi ismuhu Muhammad ibn Abdullah. While the Mahdi that is introduced by the Prophet, his name is Muhammad son of Abdullah. And we have some narrations referring to this point, but the Shia, they have removed that part from those narrations. So somehow he claims, Ibn Taymiyyah claims, that the Shia, they have distorted the narrations,
right,
which say that the name of the father of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
So that's claim after claim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is mentioned by Ibn Taymiyyah in Minhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, volume 8, page 254. Now, the point is that there are a couple of narrations in Sunni sources which contain this part. Let me again refer to what Ibn Taymiyyah says in this regard. He says that the narrations about Mahdi are famous. They are narrated by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and others, like the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud from the Prophet, who says the following: لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمْ. If there remains only one day for this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong that day, so much so that he will send rajulan min ahli bayti, a man from my progeny, yuato ismuhu ismi, his name is like my name, that is Muhammad, wa ismu abihi ismu abi, his father's name is like my father's name, that is Abdullah. يَمْلَوُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُرَأَدْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. And that Mahdi will fill the earth with justice as it was filled with oppression and injustice. We need to analyze this claim by Ibn Taymiyyah. First of all, he says that the viewpoint of the Shia is against these narrations. And second of all, he claims that the Shia, they have distorted those narrations, and they have omitted that part from those narrations. Now, first of all, the first point is that as Shia, we know for sure that the father of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. This is mentioned in many narrations by the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. And there is no trace of any such narration in Shia sources. So as far as we are concerned, I mean, everything is clear. And we may not need to answer this question because these narrations are mentioned only by some of the Sunni scholars.
All right.
And as Shia, they are not, authentic narrations for us. But anyway, we want to try to answer this question from a Sunni perspective too, to see whether these narrations from Sunni scholars' viewpoint,
do they have some authenticity or not?
Yeah.
Dr. Karimi, we'll answer that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are today talking about the father of Imam Zaman, Ajallah Ta'ala Farajah. Dr. Karimi, you said that Ibn Taymiyyah, the forefather of Wahhabiyyah, he says in his book Manhaj al-Sunnah that the father of Imam Zaman is Abdullah, not Hassan Askari, as Shia say. You said none of the Shia sources says that, and there are many other claims that Shias have distorted the narrations and all. And now you were about to answer a very important question. I would want you to continue.
First of all, let's begin by answering the second claim of Ibn Taymiyyah. He claims that the Shia, they have distorted this narration and they have omitted that part. Wa ismu abihi ismu abi. They have omitted this part from the narration. Is it true? The first point is that we have so many narrations in Sunni sources in which this part is not found.
Oh.
I mean, ismu abi, his father's name is like my father's name is not found in any of those authentic narrations, which I will mention in details. So to claim that the Shia, they have distorted the narrations, is absolutely false, because we see the same narrations in Sunni sources. In those narrations, we have only this phrase, ismuhu ismi. His name is like my name. But there is no mention of the father's name.
All right.
Technically speaking, these narrations are so many that they are called mustafil, meaning that they are not mutawatir, but a level before mutawatir, widely transmission of the narrations.
All right.
So, first of all, I would like to mention those narrations in Sunni sources in which we do not find the phrase, his father's name is like my father's name. We have some authentic narrations among these narrations. Then we will go to the next part, how to analyze those narrations in which we have that part.
Yeah.
The narrations in which we have only the phrase, ismuhu ismi, his name is like my name, and there is no mention of the father's name, they are quoted from different companions of the Prophet. One of them is Abu Huraira. He has mentioned this narration, ismuhu ismi, without ismu abihi ismu abi. And many Sunni scholars, well-known Sunni scholars of hadith, they have quoted this narration from Abu Huraira. For example, I would like to mention the narration of Tirmidhi, the famous Sunni scholar of hadith. In his book, Sunan at-Tirmidhi, volume 4, page 505, he quotes the following narration from Abu Huraira. Now, according to him, he says, يَلِي رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, a man from my progeny will come, يُوَاطُوا إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي, his name is like my name, And لو لم يبقى من الدنيا إلا يوم لتوالى الله ذلك اليوم and the rest of the narration. So in this narration, the Holy Prophet only refers to the fact that his name is like my name. Then Tirmidhi says that هذا حديث حسن صحيح. So according to Tirmidhi, this is an authentic narration. This is very important because later when we analyze those narrations in which the name of the father of Imam Mahdi is mentioned, we need to analyze whether those are authentic or not. We'll prove that none of them is authentic.
True.
But when it comes to this narration, Tirmidhi testifies that this is an authentic narration. Not only him, Albani, one of the contemporary Wahhabi scholars, he mentions that the narration is authentic and the chain is sahih, authentic. Ibn al-Athir al-Jazari is the second Sunni scholar who has narrated this narration from Abu Huraira in his Mu'jam Jami' al-Usul, volume 10, page 330. Then we have the famous Sunni scholar of interpretation of the Quran, As-Suyuti. He mentions the following narration: لا تذهب الدنيا ولا تنقضي. This world will not come to its end حتى يملك رجل من أهل بيتي, before a man from my progeny come and rule the world. يواطو اسمه اسمي. His name is like my name.
My name.
And the narration is over. There is no reference to the father's name. This is by Suyuti in Al-Fath al-Kabir, volume 3, page 306, and also Jami' al-Ahadith, volume 8, page 157. Again, we have Ibn Kathir al-Dimashqi, another famous Sunni scholar who has quoted this narration from Abu Huraira. The narration is the same. And after quoting the narration, he says, هذا حديث حسن صحيح. This is an authentic narration. النهاية في الفتن والملاحم, volume 1, page 24. So these are only a few Sunni scholars who have quoted this narration from Abu Huraira, one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, who is highly regarded by the Sunni scholars. Now, the second companion of the Prophet who has quoted this narration, and in it he has only referred to the name of Imam Mahdi without referring to his father's name, is Ibn Mas'ud. His narration has been quoted by different people like Amr ibn Marra from Zar, from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, with an authentic narration. Let me just share one version in this regard. We have this narration from Zar ibn Hubaysh from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. According to him, the Holy Prophet said, the world will not come to its end until a man from my progeny will come. And يوافقه اسمه اسمي. His name is like my name.
My name.
Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir by At-Tabarani, volume 10, page 131. And this is an authentic narration based on Sunni criteria. Many other Sunni scholars, they have quoted this narration. Quickly, I may refer to some names like Al-Shafi'i in Kitab al-Fawa'id, volume 4, page 383. Al-Isbahani in Hilyat al-Awliya, volume 5, page 75. And Al-Maqdisi al-Shafi'i in Iqd al-Durar, volume 1, page 90. And many other Sunni scholars like Dhahabi ibn Khaldun, and so on and so forth. So this is the second companion of the Prophet quoting this version of narration.
All right. Are seeing that Ibn Taymiyyah, the forefather of Wahhabiyyat, is adding on something on his own, and then he's claiming that Shias have deleted it, while as the other Sunni scholars, when they repeat the same narration, this line is missing in all narrations. The line is, his name is like the name of my father. So,
The line is not missing. We will prove that those people...
The line has been added, actually.
Yeah, those people, I mean, the other version has been distorted. And some people have added that part for some political reasons.
Yeah.
Which we'll explain, inshallah, in the following
session. Inshallah, we'll explain that in the following session. For now, thank you so much for being with us.
My
thank
pleasure.
You so much, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.